Yeah, it's a good question, the so what question. So actually, if you look at most polls, most people around the world believe in God. Go back over the long centuries of human history, most people have believed in God. In some ways, that belief in itself isn't all that controversial. But the follow-up question is, well, so what? Many people today are tempted by a form of deism. Deism is a view that says, well, God is a supreme being who maybe long ago created the universe, gave it its laws, wound it up like a clock, and then let it go. So we speak of a secular space, you know, the space where God doesn't really exist. God is long ago and far away. That's a deist view. And in some ways, if you hold to deism, you'd say, yeah, so what? I believe in God, but it's just a vague sort of conviction. But that isn't the biblical view. The biblical view is, God is not the world, as I've been saying. Quite right. But God is passionately involved in the world. The Book of Wisdom says, your power, O Lord, stretches from end to end mightily and orders all things sweetly. All things, not some things. All things, here and now, not just a long time ago. God's providence is God's steady involvement as the governor and director of all things in the world. The Lord Jesus says it too, doesn't he? You know, there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that your heavenly Father doesn't know. There's not a hair of your head that's not numbered. Well, that's how intimately the Creator God knows, is present to, and governs the world that he's made.